And good morning. Welcome to the Prayer Closet. April in for Tommy this morning. Joining us in studio, Deanna Lamb of Broken Chains Church in Bowling Green. And the Prayer Closet is the time that we come to you each and every weekday to present your prayer request and your praise report, as well as dig into God's Word a little bit. So if you guys have got a prayer request or a praise report, we want to know all about it. You can go ahead and call 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Or you can also email to prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. And why don't we go ahead and start things off in prayer right now, and then we'll turn things over. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for another week and so many more opportunities just to be able to show your love and love on people. And one way that we can do that is by interceding for them, Lord. So just pray right now that you would just help us intercede, that those who have needs, that those who have something to celebrate, that they would just come forward and just be open with that, Lord. And without embarrassing them, Lord, but just giving those to you, Lord. And Lord, we just pray right now for Deanna. We pray over the word that she's about to bring us. We thank you for her friendship, for being able to network with her, have the opportunity to share here on ESFM. We lay all these things at your feet in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we'll go ahead and turn things over to you once again, Deanna Lamb of Broken Chains Church in Bowling Green.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. It's a privilege and an honor to not only help you guys, but to go before the Lord. I mean, just think about it. We can just go to our Father in prayer, and he says, come boldly before the throne of grace. And we can't do that because we're worthy. Christ has made us worthy. And I think sometimes we get so comfortable in our access to God that we sometimes become casual. And I never want to do that. I never want to lose an awe and a reverence for the Lord. So we're going to be in Romans 12, a most familiar passage of Scripture. And I'll be reading out of the New Living Translation today. So Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. We've most likely heard this so much. It says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Now, Scripture tells us that it's impossible to please God without faith. And so when we come to God in prayer, we're coming in faith. When we approach God to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, we come to him in faith. We have to believe that it is possible to be transformed, that it's possible to be changed. So many times we look at our failures and our constant habits and we're like, will I ever change? Or we look at someone else and say, will they ever change? Because it's so much easier to see the flaws in others than it is ourselves. But in this verse of Scripture, Paul is saying, he says, I plead with you. Another translation says, I beg you by the mercies of God. I beg you because of all that God has done to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, what does that really mean? It means that we exchange our view of the world, our view of our purpose, our view of our abilities, and we exchange it for his view of us. And how does he see us? He sees us complete. He sees us hidden in Christ. He sees his work of the cross as a finished work, making the way for this to be possible. We see that he has made his home inside of us if we will invite him in. He literally dwells within us. So how can we not be changed? How can we not be transformed? I think so much we come to prayer and we are giving God our laundry list, our shopping list, our Christmas list. God, I need this fixed. But that doesn't transform us. That's not the way God, through Christ, taught us to pray. And so I want to just talk about verse 2 that says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. How do we change the way we think? How do we allow God to transform us into a new person? I mean, really a new person, not improved and not renovated. You know, there's a difference between a renovated house and a new house. There's a difference between a renovated car and a new car. A renovated car doesn't give you the new car smell, does it? But a new person in Christ. Here's how you start that journey. When you go to your prayer closet, you go with an expectation to meet Jesus, to have time with him. It goes beyond reading your Bible to learn about him. You need to meet Jesus in your time. Anytime we see Jesus meeting with someone one-on-one in the Bible, they were transformed. The woman at the well met Jesus. She was transformed. He revealed things about her that needed revealed. It brought conviction, but he gave her hope and he gave her a solution. When you go to that prayer closet, you open your word and you start to read what God says about you. You read what he's done for you. And then you just meditate on those words and you say, Holy Spirit, just come and reveal to me. And you commune and you have time with Jesus. He shows you who you are in him. He shows you how he has victory over your issues. He shows you that he's your provider. He shows you he's your hope and your life and your truth and your power and your peace. And when you realize all that comes from him, the problems you brought get dropped at his feet. And you exchange your worry for confidence, as one evangelist calls it, Godfidence. And you exchange your worry for hope. You exchange your sickness for health. You exchange your fear for the power of his love. And so when you walk out of your prayer closet, you walk out changed, even if your problem is still there. That's the power of prayer. That's the power of fellowship with Jesus. So when we're to be transformed, it's to be occurring in our daily, continual walk with Jesus, where we take on his thoughts, his truth, and we cast down the lies and the worry and the fear and the condemnation and the accusations that the enemy would throw at you. And we throw it out with the trash. And we know who we are when we get up out of that place. And then we can speak that truth to our situation. So we don't have to go to Jesus with this laundry list of fix this, but instead it should be Jesus, change me, so that whatever you're going through, because you will go through stuff, don't be deceived, remember? This world is full of trial and tribulation, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. When we come out of that prayer time, we are changed. And when we deal with opposition, tragedy and loss, lacking, sickness, we come through it stronger for having gone through it versus letting that thing chew us up and spit us out. People will look at us and go, my goodness, what's different about you? I watched you go through that and it didn't take you down. And then we can give a reason for our hope, as the Bible calls us to do. And so I want to encourage you this morning to go to God in prayer, not to ask first, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know what is that good and pleasing will of God. That will of God is to shine Jesus in everything we do. It's not to walk an easy life. It's to walk victory over our situations in the midst of our situations. And if the situation doesn't change, that has nothing to do with your value and your identity in Christ. And remember, this is just a dress rehearsal anyway for our real life, which is in Christ, which is coming soon. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Great word. Thank you so much, Deanna. Thank you so much. Well, if you guys have got a prayer request or a praise report, you can call 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com.